In Russia, a collection of art taken from Germany at the end of World War II is at the center of a political uproar. The Russian government is accused of making a secret deal to return the 364 works known as the Baldwin Collection, which includes pieces dating back to the 15th century. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
In 1945, Victor Baldwin's unit of the Red Army took over a castle in the German city of Bremen. His comrades-in-arms were busy collecting magazine photos of nude women. They showed little interest in the pile of old watercolors and paintings in the corner of the castle cellar. Only Baldwin, a trained art restorer, knew what he'd found. He wrapped them in bundles of paper and spirited them away to the USSR, stashing them at home. 2 years later, he handed the collection over to the state. Now the works are on display at Moscow's Museum of Architecture. They include drawings by Goya, Degas, Delacroix, and Rembrandt. There's an early watercolor by Van Gogh. Curator Tamara Gader recalls hearing about the collection as a student. We knew about them, she said. Our professors told us about the collection, but we never saw it. This is the first time the Baldwin Collection has ever been displayed in its entirety. This exhibit was not supposed to happen at all. It was hastily arranged only after Russia's culture minister, Mikhail Shvidkoy, announced plans to return the collection to Germany. This provoked outrage in Parliament, which overwhelmingly passed a resolution blocking the handover. The collection was supposed to be on view this month, back in Bremen, but the transfer is now on hold. Lawmaker Nikolai Gubienko, himself a former culture minister, spearheaded the effort to keep the Baldwin Collection in Russia. President Putin probably intended this as a goodwill gesture to help out Chancellor Schroeder, Gubienko said. I can accept a gesture of goodwill, but only if it's done on the basis of an equal exchange. Gubienko says the collection is worth not the $30 to $50 million the government says it's been appraised at, but up to $1.5 billion. He and others demand Germany restore Russian architectural monuments destroyed by the Nazis in exchange for the art. Most Russians at the Moscow exhibit seem to agree, like 67-year-old Yelena Isayeva.
We lost so much during the war. The Germans marched all the way to Moscow and emptied out all our museums. We understand this art belongs to Germany, but what we lost should be restored as well.
But others cite the personal wishes of the late Victor Baldwin. The man who brought the collection to the Soviet Union had repeatedly called for its return to Germany. Portrait restorer Vyacheslav Burov worked with Baldwin for years. These works were his children. Since it was his wish, they should be given back, Burov says. The issue has now gone way beyond art, though. Extremist forces have adopted it as a political rallying cry. About 100 demonstrators picketed the culture ministry recently, calling for the ouster of Minister Shvidkoy, who approved the handover of the collection. Many of them, like 34-year-old Dmitry, made references to Shvidkoy's Jewish background. Honestly, I don't give a damn about the collection. I'm here because Jews have usurped power in Russia, Dmitry says. President Putin himself has not uttered a word about the Baldwin collection. Putin is letting Culture Minister Shvidkoy take the heat. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.